My name's Joanna Woodall. I'm a professor of art history at the Courtauld Institute. I'm looking at a painting by Jan Brueghel the Elder called The Garden of Eden.
And this is a really significant moment in the history of the universe because it's the moment at which the perfect nature that God had created is shattered by the eating of the apple from the tree of knowledge when human beings distance themselves from God. And when we know that, I think that we can see that it's a world that's beginning to be disturbed. We can see the horses stirring, we can see dogs barking. At the same time, though, there's a lot of peacefulness in this scene. There are deer lying down one with another. There are little guinea pigs on the right-hand side, right next to a couple of leopards, and the leopards haven't eaten them. So the residue, the kind of echo of the perfect world where everything lives in harmony, is still visible in this picture. This picture was one of many, many made by the workshop of Jan Brueghel the Elder. They were owned, I think, by members of the mercantile elite, the urban elite, possibly even a courtier, who was knowledgeable about not only theology, but about the latest developments in natural history. The animals include animals from all over the world. Here we can see in the background a couple of camels, the backs of elephants, and I've mentioned the leopards, the toucan, and really lots of exotic birds. Another thing that relates directly to contemporary natural history is the way in which the animals are arranged. The quadrupeds are on the right-hand side, the watery birds are in the lower left-hand side, and the birds of the air are in the upper left-hand side. But things are beginning to get mixed up, and they're all coming together at this very, very crucial moment of unrest in the Garden of Eden, but also it was a moment of great unrest in Europe, a moment where knowledge itself was equally turning in the way that knowledge had kind of turned in the Garden of Eden. So it's a very, in a way, quietly dramatic picture.